Yes. Nice.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Adelie Alvarado. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
All right, sir. There will be a dramatic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Go vote.
All right. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. For example, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Favorable? Very favorable.
Houston Independent School District AISD.
Favorable? Yeah, maybe
Joyce Chapman.
To the mountain.
What was the name?
Joyce Chapman.
Joyce. Don't know. So I guess in the middle. I don't know his name either.
All right. Harold Dotson.
Yes. Favorable.
Danny Norris.
Don't know.
Clint Don Horn.
Don't know.
As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our school. Which one of the two would you prefer, sir?
I prefer local leaders.
All right. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for? It? You had to choose today. Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Don Horn, or Donnie Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Excuse? Danny?
Harold Dutton.
All right. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very possible, somewhat negative, or very negative. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff or of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign distributor avoid prosecution. How would you record that, sir?
I didn't understand that.
Okay, Dutton was the only Democratic in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting. Huh?
Okay.
All
Alrighty, well, I mean, he had his reasons.
Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Do you grade that as positive or negative?
Positive.
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's stream plan to defund public education through his vouchers scheme. Very positive on what?
Very positive.
He's fighting against extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very favorable to Dutton.
Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
He disagreed with that.
He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Favor that.
Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsecure lower income taxes paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Favor.
Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joey Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Don Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Could you please tell me your age? Like, are you between 1839,
40, 54? 63, sir.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Black.
Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time, and have a good rest of the night.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, yeah.